great show.
Thank you, ladies. And yes, I am ready to start the show on this fabulous Friday. 80 wonderful degrees as I was driving in from Medina, Ohio, here to Paul Brown Tiger Stadium in Massillon, up Route 21. And as I was cruising in, I was thinking about what a joyous weekend this is going to be for football fans in Stark County and throughout the Buckeye State. Goodness gracious, we've got playoff games tonight and tomorrow involving our Stark County teams. We'll get into that today on the show. As I said, we're broadcasting live from Paul Brown Tiger Stadium. That's where we are doing our Sarshone Ford Radio Game of the Week tonight. Massillon playing host to Hoover, the sixth ever meeting between those two schools, and all of them have occurred in the postseason, in the playoffs. And Massillon currently leads the overall series 4-1. We're going to break that down for you throughout the day here. Rick Werstell will join me later on today, 6 o'clock, AltCare Stadium show, as we'll go an hour's worth before the kickoff with Dan Belford. Good. Denny Kincaid, Mark Miller, and yours truly bring you the Vikings and the Tigers. So plenty of high school football talk, not only for this game, but Frank Salone is going to check in with us as he'll be doing a couple of games this weekend. Tonight he's got the Dublin-Scioto-Perry game on TV. Tomorrow he'll be filling in for me on the sidelines as Northwest takes on Shaw. So Frank Salone is going to check in with us. So we've got you covered high school-wise for all the teams in Stark County this weekend. Tomorrow morning, cannot get... Now, the good thing for us is we have this Massillon-Hoover game tonight. So that'll distract me. That'll entertain me. That will, keep me working for tonight. So I can forget about at least for what, three and a half hours? The waiting. It's like Christmas tomorrow. This is like Christmas Eve. Tomorrow's Christmas Day. I'm going to go to the tree tomorrow morning and unwrap that present. And that present's going to be the Ohio State University playing host to the Nebraska Cornhuskers. First game of this 2020 pandemic season. 12 o'clock kickoff right here on News Talk 1480 WHBC. I cannot wait. I am fired. I am jacked to the max. I am just, I'm at a loss for words. I sounded like John Madden right there for a while. Boom, there it is. So we've got that game for you tomorrow as well. 10:30 pregame, 12 o'clock kickoff. Number 5, Ohio State taking on Nebraska. Buckeyes, a 26-point favorite. Coming up here shortly, we're going to get you, if you're not already fired up for that, we are going to get you pumped. Jack to the max, ready to go, ready to run through a brick wall as the Ohio State Buckeyes hype team put together, I guess you would call it a hype video, right? An appetizer for you to enjoy before the meal tomorrow at noon. Oh, this hype video is phenomenal. We're going to play you the audio here of it because here's how good it is. It's a hype video. But some of the audio from the hype video is so good you can play it on radio. Trust me, we're going to play that for you. You are going to love it if you're a Buckeye fan. Okay? So we've got you covered with Ohio State. And on top of all that, the Brownies getting ready for the Battle of Ohio Round 2, Baker versus Burrow. Round 1 went to the Browns at home, 35-30. Round 2 in Cincinnati, Sunday, 1 o'clock kickoff, 12 o'clock pregame here on WHBC. The Browns trying to bounce back from a terrible loss at Pittsburgh. Baker Mayfield doing more in practice this week, but still has bruised ribs. He's going to play through it. Jarvis Landry has a broken rib. He's going to play through it. Odell Beckham Jr., we learned a number of things from Odell Beckham Jr. this week. Let's see. What did we learn from OBJ? We learned that, oh, yeah, he's got some sort of turf toe. That's why he took his spikes off when he was taken out of the game in Pittsburgh, so he didn't keep his jammed toe in those spikes. That's why he was walking around in his socks, allegedly, supposedly. So we learned that about OBJ. We learned that he was pissed. You know, that number one, they were getting the crap kicked out of him. And number two, his coach took him out. He likes to finish the game regardless of the score. And we also learned that he and the coronavirus have a mutual respect. They respect one another. I don't know. He's talked to the coronavirus. I'm not sure. There was thoughts maybe, you know, when he sent him home and he was ill, did he have the coronavirus? Well, he tested negative. And because of that, he doesn't think he can get the coronavirus. And so because he doesn't think he can get the coronavirus, he said there's a mutual respect between he and the coronavirus. So we learned that OBJ may be lacking some respect in the locker room, dare I say. But the coronavirus respects him. So that's all that really matters. So those guys are, but then today we find out some bad news for the Browns offense, for Baker Mayfield. Free agent tight end Austin Hooper, who they spent a lot of money on this offseason, made him at the time when they signed him the highest paid tight end in the National Football League. That has since changed, but still, Austin Hooper out, will not play Sunday, appendectomy. So that means Harrison Bryant, the rookie, and David Njoku, the chief. The chief and the rookie will be the featured tight ends for Kevin Stefanski's two tight end offense this Sunday at Cincinnati. Now, while we've given you the walking wounded for the Browns, we found out today for sure, 100%, that their star running back, Joe Mixon, who has accumulated almost 600 yards of total offense for them and four touchdowns, he is out. He will not play. So Joe Mixon out for them. Hooper out for the Browns. Big game for the Cleveland Browns. Huge game. 3-point favorites, the Cleveland Browns. And before the show's over today, I'll give you my predictions on both the Buckeyes and the Browns. Now, we will not do, in honor of JT still being on vacation, by the way, today's his last day. He'll be back Monday. In honor of JT being on vacation, we will skip our normal Take 5 contest where we give away that pizza oven gift certificate. So we will not have that here today. We'll wait until next week when JT's back. But I will give you my predictions on the Browns game, on the Buckeyes game, how I see that, and we'll get you ready for all these great high school football games as well tonight here on WHBC, Mix 94.1, the AltCare TV game of the week. Tomorrow we've got games on WHBC and WHBCSports.com streaming. We'll tell you about all of those games as well. Plus, we're going to get into a couple of other things here today we've got for you. Going to be a lot of fun, and we invite you to be a part of it at 330-450-1480. 330-450-1480. That's the number to join us. You want to weigh in. If you're going to any playoff games tonight or tomorrow, I'd love for you to call in and talk about your team. Who is it? You coming here to this game tonight between Hoover and Massillon? Who do you think is going to win this one? You want to make predictions? You make the call, 330-450-1480. You make the call at that number, and you can make your prediction on the Kenny and JT show. Maybe this isn't the game you're going to. Maybe you're going to Perry High School, Dublin Scioto, at Perry tonight. If that's not your game that you're headed out to, I don't know. How about Sandy Valley versus Kirtland tomorrow? Central Catholic at Norwayne tomorrow. East Cleveland Shaw at Northwest tomorrow. St. Thomas Aquinas at New Middletown Springfield tomorrow. And then, those are the playoff games. The great thing about this crazy pandemic season, and I can't believe I used the word great and pandemic in the same sentence, but the great thing about this pandemic season that the OHSAA set up is that, all right, if you don't want to play in the playoffs, or you get into the playoffs and get knocked out of the playoffs, you're still eligible to play other games. So that means Jackson is playing tonight at Green. Maybe you're headed to that game. Fremont Ross at Lake tonight. Canton South at Fairless. Rootstown at Minerva. Alliance at Louisville. Marlington at Ravenna tonight. So if you're headed to any of these games, I'd love to hear from you, especially the playoff teams, to get your thoughts on how far you think your team can go, what their chances are tonight in the big game. And like I said, none bigger than two Stark County teams meeting head-to-head tonight here at Paul Brown Tiger Stadium. All right, 330-450-1480. That's the number to join us. High school football, Browns football, and when we come back, if you're not hyped already for it, we're going to get you even more hyped for the Buckeyes and the Cornhuskers tomorrow. You're going to want to hear what Ryan Day has to say and hear this great hype video that they have put together with a ton of great. If you're a Buckeye fan, don't go anywhere, because when we return, I'm getting you hyped for OSU football.
The Roadman and JT on 1480 WHBC.